Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 20th of May 1972. The title is The Saving of Thoughts and Time by Becoming the Form of Essence. The Saving of Thoughts and Time by Becoming the Form of Essence. Whilst practicing being stable in the stage of being a master seed, can you stabilize yourself in this stage with this consciousness easily? Just as you come into expansion and sound very quickly, in the same way, can you stabilize yourself beyond sound in the essence instead of the expansion? Limited magicians show powers of merging the expansion. So, can you, the unlimited magicians, not merge the expansion? If any soul comes in front of you, can you give him the 1 week course in 1 second? That is, in 1 second, can you fill that soul with spiritual power or the power of a relationship with God that you would wish through this 1 week course? Or is that the final stage? Any person standing in front of a mirror can have a vision of himself in 1 second. In the same way, can't any soul that comes in front of the mirror of your spiritual stage have a glimpse or a vision of his original form? Do you experience the stage of being a lighthouse and a mighthouse, similar to the Father, to be close, or is that stage still very far? Since you consider it to be possible, what is the reason for not having that stage now? If something is possible, but has not yet happened practically, there must definitely be a reason for it. Why is there this slackness? What main attention is needed in order to create such a stage? Since science has proved that many tasks can be accomplished in 1 second, it just takes a moment to turn a switch on or off. Why are you not able to create that stage here? What is the main reason? You have the mirror, so how long does it take to glance in the mirror? At present, you yourselves go into a great deal of expansion. How can those who themselves go into the expansion stabilize others in the form of the essence? This is because the intellect has had the habit of going into the expansion over a long period of time. When you see or hear anything, you try to go into the expansion of it. You have little practice of knowing the essence of whatever you see or hear and transforming it within a second. Even against your conscious wish, you question why and what, etc. Therefore, the seed has a lot of power, but the tree, the expansion, has a little less. Anything that is expanded, its power will also be expanded. There is a difference between saccharine and sugar. You have to use a lot of sugar, but in order to achieve greater sweetness, you only use a little saccharine. In the same way, when you go into the expansion of anything, time and the power of thought are wasted. Because they are wasted, you do not have that power. Therefore, in order to create such an elevated stage, always have the practice of merging the expansion into its essence and of stabilizing yourself in the essence. When you have such a practice, because you yourself become the form of the essence, you will be able to give other souls the experience of the essence of knowledge in 1 second. Only the images of experience can give others that experience. You yourselves do not have so much experience of this aspect, and because of this, you are not able to give other souls this experience. Anything powerful has the power to transform, and because of this, you are not able to give other souls this experience. Anything powerful has the power to transform. For instance, if a fire is very intense and powerful, the form of anything put into it will automatically be transformed. If the fire is not powerful, then it will not be able to transform the form of whatever you put into the fire. In the same way, if you constantly remain stable in your powerful stage, then, because of your powerful stage, anything gross of the corporeal world, that is, the form and stage of any beings who remain in a gross consciousness who come in front of you, will be changed. The gross consciousness of those who remain in that will be changed into soul consciousness. The wasteful aspects will be transformed into something powerful. Sinful thoughts will take on the form of pure thoughts. However, such transformation will only take place when you stabilize yourself in such a powerful stage. Then, anything lokic will be transformed into something alokic. Anything ordinary will be transformed into something unordinary. Then, those who remain stable in such a stage can never be influenced by any being, objects, atmosphere, vibrations, attitude, or vision. So now, do you understand what you have to do? You have little power to merge, and secondly, you have little power to transform. That is, you do not constantly remain stable in the stage of being a lighthouse and a might house. Before you perform any action, you do not put into use the special gift of powers you have received from Bab Dada. You simply become happy seeing them and hearing about them, and because you do not put them to use at the right time, weaknesses remain. Before you perform any action, you do not become a Master Trikaldarshi. If you create every thought, perform every action and speak every word as a Master Trikaldarshi, then would it be possible for any action to be wasteful or without meaning? At the time of performing action, you come under the influence of karma. You do not become Trikaldarshi. That is, you do not stabilize yourself in the stage of being a detached observer and enable actions to be performed through your physical organs. So, you come under its influence. To be under its influence means to invoke the evil spirits. After performing those actions, you then have to repent, but what happens through that? You have already created the result and the fruit of that action. So, because of being trapped in the action and the fruit of the action, a soul that is bound in the bondage of karma cannot reach its elevated stage. So, since you have to become free from the bondages of karma, whilst becoming free, constantly check that you are not becoming bound by the bondage of karma. After becoming the embodiment of knowledge, that is, after becoming master knowledgeful and a master or mighty authority, if you perform any actions that are not yukti yukt, then the bondage of those actions is multi-million times greater than actions performed on the path of ignorance. Because of this, because souls bound in bondage are not free, those souls are not able to do whatever they want. They realize that this should not happen, that this should finish, that there should be the experience of happiness, that there should be lightness, and everyone should experience contentment. There should be success in service, or they should come close to the divine family and develop love for it. However, because of the bondage of the actions already performed, they are not able to have these experiences even though they wish to. Because of this, they are neither able to make other souls content, nor are they content with their own effort. This is why you have to understand the deep philosophy of karma, that is, become a Trikaldarshi and then perform every action, for only then will you be able to become Karmatit. You make small mistakes even in your thoughts, and the karmic account of that is very severe. You must now consider the little mistakes to be something big. When something is very clean, even a little mark appears to be very big. In the same way, you are now coming close to the complete stage of becoming completely clean. Therefore, now, even the little mistakes will be counted as something big. So, do not remain ignorant in this, thinking that these are little mistakes and that they will happen. No. Now, the time has changed. Together with the time, the speed of effort has also changed. According to the present time, even a little mistake will be counted as a great weakness. Therefore, remain cautious at every step. A little mistake deprives you of your attainment for a very long time. Therefore, become knowledgeful, that is, become a lighthouse and a might house. If those who are showing the path to many other souls stop on the path themselves, then how will they become instruments to show the path to others? Therefore, constantly be the destroyers of the obstacles. Acha. To such souls who move along as karma yogis whilst constantly being Trikaldarshi, Namaste. Om Shanti.